Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off. Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy, whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage. The Magic Wand should be your go-to with powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns. It's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator.
You know, 50% are millennials of my clients, the other 50 are 40 plus. Millennials can't flirt for shit. Like, they just can't. And the reason they can't is because they grew up on technology, right? When I'm on, because I can be logged in at the same time as my clients, and I sit in New York City, and I have 10 different tablets in front of me, and I trick out the GPS of wherever you live, I can swipe for you. But, like, so I'm watching my millennials, like, I'm watching them, and they're, like, throwing up their resume, and it's like a battle of who went on a cooler trip, and then they watch me with the same bank of guys, and I'm like, oh, wow, great, good for you. Oh, that trip looked fantastic, and then it's like, you're amazing, oh, my God. It's just a little bit of validation, a little bit of, like, warmth and Midwest, like, warmth and flirting. It's a human-to-human interest in getting curious about somebody else and not worrying that they're going to like you or not. It's just, wow, how interesting. Like, tell me more. And
right.
That does so much more than trying to, like, grandstand and teaching the millennials how to flirt. Not like sexy, but like just charming. And I believe, I know it because that's how my relationship started, but like you can feel chemistry on text. You can feel it on the app. You can feel it on text. It's like magic. And when you feel it, you translate it to real life and off you go.
Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily. And on today's show, I'm joined by founder of Love Amy, a dating concierge service, Amy Nobley, to talk about ways we can continue to date and connect even while doing it virtually. Topics include best tips for your dating profile, down to the specific types of photos you use, ways you can learn to flirt and banter, and tips on sexting. Why FaceTime dates are great during quarantine, but are also a wonderful idea to vet your potential dates once we stop all this social distancing, and the best questions to ask someone to get to know them better. All this and more. Thanks for listening.
Look into his eyes. They're the eyes of a man.
sacred institutions. Bedroom eyes, they call them in a bygone day.
Hey, Emily, you got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
The women know about shrinkage.
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God, I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, check out sexwithemily.com. If you've never been to our site, this is a great time. If you're looking for information to answer your questions about sex, dating, love, relationships, we got you. Social media across the board is Sex with Emily as well. So if you know, we're doing a lot of lives and Facebook and Instagram and all the places to answer your questions immediately. And your questions are always welcome. Feedback at sexwithemily.com. All right, my intentions for the show. So what's intentions with Emily? So when you're listening, think about, well, what do I want to get out of listening to this episode? You can even write it down and think like, how would this help me? It could be, oh my God, Emily, I'm going stir crazy. I need some human connection, but I also need tips. Or I want to cultivate some better ways to date, to take with me when the quarantine is over. My intention for the show is to give you some tips and insights on how you can be a better dater and still create human connections while social distancing and have some great skills to take with you so you can meet people out and about. And also a lot of you ask about dating apps, and I was very excited to talk to Amy about this.
Guys, I have a great show for you tonight. It is my friend Amy Nobly. Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
How
so
are you?
I'm
good
great.
To see you too. I'm so proud of you for all of your, I mean, you've had so much success. I feel like I want to introduce you to everybody. Love Amy. Amy Nobly. We've been friends. We went to high school together.
Yeah.
Which is just amazing to me, which is like yesterday.
Insane.
But insane to me. And you've had so much success. You're the founder of Love Amy, a dating concierge service that you help people figure out how to date in this whole crazy online world right now.
Totally.
Creating their profiles, becoming essentially their dating coach, their dating concierge. And I think it's really, really brilliant what you're doing. Also the author of 4 books. You are just such an innovator, Amy, and everything you're doing, you just knock it out of the park. And when I heard about this, I was like, because we had dinner in New York probably about 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah.
So before you got divorced.
Yep.
And then I read, and then I was like, I heard what you were doing here with. So first, let's tell your story, yes. Amy Nobly. But right now, things look very different with dating. But people are, you know, we're still, maybe we're in a relationship or we are kind of flirting online, but we can't leave the house yet. First, I want to hear your story so people understand that you truly are. You had to go in and learn how to date, make all the mistakes that everyone else is, so you could become the expert to help others. So tell me a little about your story before we get into how we're going to help people, and they can send questions as well.
Perfect. Yeah, I'll try to make it like brief. But yes, I'm the author of 4 books, and they're all sort of socially anthropologic books about women and the different stages. The first book is about motherhood. The third book was about reinventing your marriage after kids. So, and I've written everything with my best friend, Trisha. So we wrote our last book. Our 4th book came out in 2018, and it's called Just When You're Comfortable in Your Own Skin, It Starts to Sag.
And it's, best title.
It's literally about kind of like, it's the roadmap that our mothers never had to give us because they're just such a different generation. So it's like, once you hit 40, it's like, do I have permission to question my life, to reinvent my career, to question my marriage, question my relationships, my friendships? And in the course of writing this book, like, I could not in good faith, like, put this book out and not face my own issues within my marriage. And at this point, I had been married 20 years, and I decided to leave. And it was like the hardest thing I've ever done, but also the most freeing thing I've ever done. So like just about 2 years ago, I was thrown into the dating world after 26 years.
Wow.
And I was sitting around with my gaggle of beautiful single girlfriends, and they're just like, oh, it sucks. You're going to hate it. The apps are terrible. There's nobody good. And I'm like, looking around this table, I'm like, hold on. Like, you guys are rock stars. You're gorgeous. Like, there has to be your counterparts, like, existing out there. And so they're like, oh, good luck, sister. It's going to suck. And so I took on kind of my social anthropology brain. So I took on dating like it was my job. And I literally was dating, I don't recommend it, but I was dating 4 to 6 people every day. And I made every mistake. So, like, I was giving away a whole Saturday night for my first date. And,
oh,
like,
yeah.
I was at the Soho house. And, like, yeah. And I'm, like, this beautiful, like, you know, finance guy walks up to me. And then we're sitting at the bar. And I'm thinking, oh, my God, this is going to be awesome. And then he lunges over the bar. And he's, like, to the bartender. And I'm, like, oh my God, FML. Like,
right.
Like, one of my biggest rules is, like, 30 minutes, first date, coffee, juice, whatever. But so I cast the net really wide. I was dating tall guys, short guys, bald guys, like every ethnicity. Like, I was just like, I'm gonna learn one new thing from every person that I'm sitting with. And so almost 2 years ago, I met the love of my life on Bumble.
On Bumble, okay. Yeah, I love this.
Yeah, and I mean, literally, and it was insane. And I was dating really, once I cracked the code, I was dating really quality guys. And all my friends were like, what is going on? And so we'd be sitting there and I'd grab their phone and I'm like, what is this profile? Like, what are these pictures? What are you doing? And so I would like revamp it. And then they would still sit there and they weren't dating. And I'm like, what is wrong with you? So I started logging in as them.
Okay. I love it. Yeah.
And their voices, I would get their schedule. And I was spinning out more dates for them in a month that they were going on all year.
Wow.
Because I was able to, like, key into, like, psychologically, like, who they are, what their blocks are, like, but, like, in their voice. And I was sort of them, but better without all the baggage.
Right, because we come with all of our own stuff. And you're like, I've known you forever. You're my friend. This is how you show up on a date and you would text or how you would promote, market yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Personal branding, all of it.
Literally, okay.
And just kind of getting back to the basics of like flirting and being warm and charming and like chivalry and all that stuff. And so Love Amy was born almost a year ago, April 1st. And it was a runaway train. Like half my clients are 25 to 75, men and women. And half my clients are millennials and the other half are 40 plus.
Sounds like my audience. So that's perfect. My audience, yeah. I always say it's like 18 to 85. It's like everybody who's interested, who has sex, wants sex, you know? So it's like dating, and it's true. These days we're going through multiple relationships. We're getting divorced. You're right. We didn't have a guidebook from our parents. It was a different generation.
Yeah.
And so, okay. So now, I mean, I love the idea of you taking your friends' phones and figuring out what they're doing wrong. And I love that you work with men and women.
There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co.
Yeah.
Which is great. So tell me about, what are some of the mistakes? And during the quarantine, if you guys can ask us questions or we're all staying at home, dating's still happening. Like I've heard different things. Like I've heard that it's up right now, that people are looking to flirt more, but then they're not great at flirting. So what are some of the mistakes we're making with like profile or that you're seeing that women make and men?
Yeah. So I think the biggest mistake that people make is they're leading with what they think men want to see. right?
Wow.
Mm. And so almost, I would say 90% of the time when I'm like glancing at, I'm just looking at their profile, or whether it's a friend or a client, it's like, sexy girl, hey, like I'm in a bikini. And
they're like, hey,
got pretty girl.
Right.
And you know, it's funny.
Yeah.
I work with so many clients where because I make them fill out a 10-page intake form, I really get to know them. And 9 times out of 10, they're leading with what they think men want to see. And really, it's like, it's your quirkiness. It's all the qualities that like your best friends would say, like, oh, this is her dirty little secret. It's like, what are the things that make you funny, unique, different, like nerdy,
wow,
whatever? And those are the things you want to put in a profile. Like one of my clients travels with a blender because she's obsessed with smoothies. And like, I literally like put it in her, like we did this fucking hilarious profile, and she is getting like dating like the right type of guys for her who are like, that's hilarious, you know?
Right. So give me, what are the things that women that you kept seeing that they were saying, what do they think men want here? Is there anything, is there anything like this again? Like, cause you could probably tell.
Wondering. Like, if one more profile says like, on a spiritual quest to find myself.
Okay. Don't say that.
Know?
Right.
Like, it's just like stuff that we have to get way more specific. And, you know,
specific, okay,
really
great
specific,
tip.
Specific, quirky, fun, memorable traits. Like, I am deathly afraid of, like, spiders, or, you know, I can yodel and I won a spelling bee in third grade. I mean, it sounds silly, but those are the things that sort of humanize us and make us, you know, the more self-effacing you can be, the more vulnerable. Those are the things that people are connecting to, especially now. Now people are sort of like, uh-oh, like, what is going on? Like,
okay, well, let's talk about that. But right now, I mean, I guess we can get into the men stuff in a second, but well, really, what do we do now? It is an odd time for dating and relationships. People still want it. They need it. What can we do? Are they, what's happening on the apps right now?
Yeah, it's really interesting. So I think it's almost like the stages of grief, right? Like right now we're almost in like a state of shock. Like what is going on? If you are online, if many of you are on the apps, it's sort of like a ghost town-y, weird, eerie feeling. It's mirroring what's happening in real life.
Yeah.
But as we're going, and I'm seeing, so it depends. Like New York's ahead of a lot of other cities because of the trajectory of the virus. And so I'm already seeing in New York, people are like, oh my gosh, like I've got to connect with people. I'm feeling really alone. I'm feeling my mortality. Like I need to find someone. And so there's a lot of like walking and talking dates going on in New York City where, you know, it's literally like 6 feet apart.
6 feet. So they're doing that now. They're just, okay.
Yeah.
Like first
walking
date.
Talking. But okay. Before that, I'm counseling my clients, like do tons of FaceTime dates, do old fashioned phone dates. I mean, there's a lot of phone sex happening right now, which I think is awesome. There's a lot of FaceTime sex going on. Zoom is fun. Somehow you look better on Zoom. I don't know why. Like,
All right. Oh, didn't know that. Well, okay. So let's talk about the tips for that then. Like, okay. So I've been telling my team for a while, because a lot of them are, I tell my team, but I tell everybody, but my assistant, Kristen, who's listening right now, she's probably taking notes. She's like, I told her this, she was doing all these guys and doing a lot of the things. I said, do a FaceTime date. This is before everything that's been happening now, but do a FaceTime date. Like do 4 of them in a row, and I just to vet them and be like, am I into this person? Am I not?
Right.
Just before you leave the house.
Right.
But now, how do we do it? Now it's a whole, like, now we actually
I'm telling my clients, like, just like I say, like, it's a 30-minute coffee date. When you get on FaceTime, do a 30-minute coffee date on FaceTime.
Okay.
And literally be like, oh my gosh, I have an appointment. You know, I have a phone appointment with my therapist. I don't even care. Make something up. But, like, it's 30 minutes. And so by the time you're done with, like, 2 cups of coffee, you're moving on. So you should be doing a few coffee dates a day if you want to, or definitely a week, you know?
Okay. And especially now, you know, do you always tell people to do this even outside the stay home quarantine?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
You even do that. Okay. Okay, good. So let's set up these FaceTime dates, because I think now, how do we do that? What do we do? Like, hey, nice to meet you. Like, are there certain questions, things that you think we should be talking about right now?
Well, I mean, obviously the icebreaker.
How do we know?
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, the icebreaker is like, there's nothing more real than what's going on right now in the universe. And so the icebreaker is like, are you going stir crazy? How's your quarantine? Like, are you like a cat person yet? You know? And also like what my clients are doing too is just like, it's okay to like be yourself. Like you don't have to do hair and makeup. I mean, do a little bit, but like
right.
You really should be yourself. And like give a tour of your surroundings, be like, hey, there's my dog Hank, you know.
It's so real. Yeah,
it's like, real, and it's real in a way that's it's way more real than meeting at a coffee shop where you're like, hi, yes, I'm an accountant and I do da da da. It's just like, let's cut to the chase and just be real.
Did you think that we should talk about things like what we're looking for? Like, I love that you work with all ages, people in their every decade, literally 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s. Is it different for people in their 20s what they might be looking for than someone in their 40s? For example, the kind of conversations they should have?
I think a lot of the conversations should be the same.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of peeling back a few layers, even on the first date. Like, it's easy to keep it really surface, and then my clients will call me and be like, I don't know, should I go on a second date? I mean, chemistry works in reverse online, and that's something, a big lesson I learned. Like, if you're at a dinner party and you're connecting with someone across the table and you're like, oh my God, I feel the spark, where, you know, this is a very manufactured world and it's like a petri dish. So the first date is often going to be kind of transactional. And so it certainly worked with me, and it works with most of my clients, where it kind of like works in reverse. But I think it's a good idea, even on that first coffee date, to sort of like break the ice too and be like, okay, so, like, you know, where are you in your life? What are you, like, a big question to ask is like, tell me about your last relationship, because that'll kind of open the door to like what people really want, or negatively about that person, and you're like,
yeah, that's kind of a deal. I always say, like, if they're still trashing their ex, then it's they haven't gotten through it yet. Game over. I agree. You're just like, but how soon? Okay, how do you get off of a FaceTime date that is just like, you know, in 5 minutes, like the guy at the Soho House that was like, waiters, like, how? What's the equivalent of a FaceTime date if you know in 5 minutes, not your person? Well, I'm such a pleaser. I don't know how to, like.
I am too. I've learned. I mean, we're Midwest nice, but
we
know, like. I think, you know, just asking some, like, getting down to the real stuff faster. And, you know, I mean, this sounds so cheesy. I get it. It sounds like such an interview question, but, like, finding a way to say, like, kind of where they want to be. You know, like, where, you know, depending on their age. I mean, but any age, like, where do you want to be in? Like, what do you do, and what last relationship, and then, gosh, all right, so fast forward, like, do you want kids? There's a way to get at that, because we don't have time to waste. Like, we need to tick the boxes and tick them fast. You know, I always say it's like 3 dates and we, like, you either know or not, like, let's keep going.
3 dates, you know, I love that. Tell me some more, but we should know after 3 dates. I think that's true. We waste so much time. I mean, that's something I realized dating over the years. Yeah, I used to spend half my relationships trying to get out of them in my 20s. It would be like 2.5 years, but it didn't really matter because I was in my 20s. And it didn't matter. Right. But then you get old, you're like, okay, but even now, even if you're in your 20s, 30s, like, you could just, you figure it out. We should know by then, right? Like,
we should know. I mean, you should at least know after 3 dates if it's even worth. I mean, 90% of the time, it won't be worth pursuing. It's a numbers game and chemistry, but we're not asking the right questions quickly enough. And I think we're like floating like feathers in the wind, hoping it's going to work. And it's like, we have to raise our vibration. I'm super spiritual, so sorry.
Right.
But like,
no,
you got to raise your vibration, and people are either going to meet it or not. And why not go first? Like, as women, we're so scared to go first. It's like, put it out there, you know, ask for what you want, or tell people what you want, and they're either going to, you know, meet you or go. Let them go, you know?
Exactly. Like, I always say, like, lead with, like, be honest. If you know that you're looking for a relationship, or you know that certain things are deal breakers, or you want to be monogamous, like, you want kids, why wait? Like, if someone rejects you because you're speaking what you authentically want, they saved you a lot of time. They did you a favor.
Bullet dodge. I say it all the time.
Bullet dodge. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that's it.
100%.
Oh, my God. Okay, so what about flirting? Because I know that you help people. Like, I've been getting fixed up lately because I'm with someone who I don't love the apps. I've been on the apps. I took a year and a half off of dating. Well, I feel like, I think I'm going
to
call you out. We should, like, talk after this or soon. But it's like, because when I saw it, I was like, we could do an experiment, because I just suck at texting. I suck at getting, communication's not my thing on text. But the point is that, like, but people are like, I hate apps. And people's first question always, like, come on, are they real? Is everyone just looking to hook up? I'm like, no, everyone's meeting online now. Like, some studies show that more people are going to meet online. So if you can't beat it, join it. You're helping people join it and do it right.
That's what a gift it is to have a portal that, you know, where everyone can go. I mean, the thing is, like, people will say, like, oh, I got on the apps and, like, I wouldn't date 99% of the people. Guess what? go walk around your city. Would you date 99% of the people walking? No.
Exactly.
It's
right.
The same thing. You just have to learn how to weed through quicker, you know, more quickly. Like that's what I just help my clients kind of like really get perspective on it. It only takes one, and fantastic people, trust me. I mean, I see it. My success rate's 80%. So like I see
80% success rate, because it really is a numbers game. And you're kind of like, you're like a therapist. You're a dating coach.
Yeah.
You're just really freaking smart. You get people. You have the spiritual element. So you're not just like the superficial, like you get it on all levels. So let's also talk about like flirting. Like I think I'm such a better, like I'm such a, when they pick up the phone, I'll flirt. But do you think people should do that more now? Texting or online? Okay.
Yeah. So it's really funny. So, you know, 50% are millennials of my clients. The other 50 are 40 plus. Millennials can't flirt for shit. Like they just can't. And the reason they can't is because they grew up on technology, right? So they're like, when I'm on, because I can be logged in at the same time as my clients, and I sit in New York City, and I have 10 different tablets in front of me, and I trick out the GPS, so wherever you live, I can swipe for you. But like, so I'm watching my millennials, like I'm watching them, and they're like throwing up their resume, and it's like a battle of who went on a cooler trip. And I'm literally like, and then they watch me, with the same bank of guys, and I'm like, oh, wow, great, good for you. Oh, that trip looked fantastic. And then it's like, you're amazing, oh my God. It's just a little bit of validation, a little bit of like warmth and Midwest like warmth and flirting.
I always say it's our Midwest, like, yeah, like
it's we're caught. It's genuine, but it's just it's a human to human interest in getting curious about somebody else and not worrying that they're gonna like you or not. It's just, wow. How interesting. Like, tell me more. And that does so much more than trying to like grandstand. And so teaching the millennials how to flirt, not like sexy, but like just charming. And I believe, I know it because that's how my relationship started. But like, you can feel chemistry on text. You can feel it on the app. You can feel it on text. It's like magic. And when you feel it, you translate it to real life and off you go.
Okay, wait a minute, Amy. So because I've had some really good texting, because when I want to and I focus on it, I feel like I can be a good texter, and I've had great text, and then I meet them, and it's not. And like, can we go? It's not as great. But you think?
Yeah.
Because to me, it was like that's when I was like, oh, we should start FaceTiming, because then I could at least have another element there of seeing them, another sense. But
yeah.
Don't you? But maybe I don't know. I mean,
some people give good text and then they are more awkward in person, but more often than not, I find that, you know, if they can give good text and sort of like, if you feel the chemistry, then it will translate, but it just, you know, it depends.
Okay. I'm not saying, because I mean, you've been doing this for people and you have the success rate. I think that's so fascinating. All right, we're going to take a quick break and we come back more with Amy Nobley. People want to sext more now.
Yeah. Oh, it's
what are your tips for sexting? I'm talking to Amy Nobley, loveamy.co. If you need a dating
follow
concierge.
Me on Instagram. I have
Instagram.
Followers.
Oh, you don't, but are you, but this shows your Instagram, I think, doesn't it?
It does. It
but
does.
Show me. Yeah. But yeah. Okay.
Like,
but
please
follow
like
Amy. Amy Nobley. No, love.amy.nyc. Sexting.
So it's so funny. It's like, I like kind of teach sexting classes. Like I'll do like mini, like little, like online, like, you know, Zoom sexting classes.
I want to do it. Okay.
I know. It's so fun. Millennials are hilarious because they're just like, they whip out the big guns right away. I'm like, whoa, slow your roll. Like
they're like naked right away.
Yeah.
Is that what you mean? Or like,
I'm like with devices. I'm like, with like dildo. I'm like, stop.
I know.
Stop.
I've seen this. My friend. Yeah.
And it's like, literally no one wants that. I mean, they've been conditioned to want it, but they don't really want it. I mean,
right.
So more or less, like, my sexting, like, advice is, and you've given so much great advice, but it's like less is more sometimes.
Yeah.
And it's like the tease, the slow tease, and, you know, black and white. And I had this one client, this is so embarrassing and funny. I can't believe I'm saying this, but like, she's like my age and she was terrified of sexting, my exact body type. And so I might have given her a couple of black and whites to start with.
Of your body? Right. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's,
I was like,
shot.
Here's some poses, like, you know, headless, but like,
I don't
like
even
really
know.
Artful.
I never said, I've just started sending some pictures. I don't know. I really,
really?
I tell people what to do, but I don't do it on my own. Yeah.
You?
I know. You think I would, but then I was like, I don't know, Amy. I need your help.
Here's the deal. I will send a still photo every minute of the day, but ask me to FaceTime and like just no. Like to me, like that is really hard. No one looks great naked on FaceTime.
No, they don't. So you're saying send artful pictures, but don't include your face?
Don't include your, just out of safety.
That's what I think. Yep.
Don't include your face.
Okay, that is a really good tip. So sexting, what about the texting, like the sexting texting? Do you think sometimes you'll prematurely sexcalate?
Sexcalate, like, I like that. yes, millennials kind of go too fast, too far, too fast. But like, you know, like I had a client, she's so cute. They're in their 30s and they're starting to date. They're a month in, but they have like a great little thing going. And she's really shy sexually. And she texted me this little exchange. She goes, I can't believe this. I'm like, okay, show it to me. And he was like, I went on this run today and it was long and hard. And she's like, oh, really? And it was the cutest, like it went from just this cute, it was just so
like
sweet.
A long and hard run. And she was like,
yeah. And she was like, really, tell me more. And like, it went into this really sweet, but like with their boundaries, it was just nice. And I think, you know, I think it's just like, knowing what your own boundaries are and kind of like, but not being afraid and kind of going for it when you feel it, you know.
So what I love is it sounds like you really help people get out of their own way, become their authentic self. Because would you say that's the thing is that the tips are, it's a numbers game when you're dating online.
Yeah.
But also you have to just like, where am I holding myself back? Like we think we want something, but it's not what we actually want.
Yeah. And the other thing too, like we all think we have a type, you know, I mean, we're conditioned like,
right.
And so when I interview my clients, it's like this huge 10-page intake form. And
I love that you do that.
Yeah. And I have this exercise that I do. So I give them a white piece of paper and I say, okay, fill it. I'm going to give you 20 minutes. Fill it out with your perfect person, like inside, outside, every trait, like spare no detail. So they sit there and they're like, you know, woo. And then they like pass it across the table and I take it and I look at it and I'm like, oh. I rip it to tiny shreds. They're like, oh, so pissed. And then I give them another piece of paper and I say, okay, think of one non-romantic person in your life. It can be like your gay best friend, your cousin, whatever.
Right.
And list the qualities that like bring you joy. Like what are their qualities, right? Like,
such a good exercise.
Yeah. And then those, every single time that's your person, those are the leading core qualities they will have. And we don't know the package they're going to come in. So I always condition, I have to like unravel all the conditioning that we've done to say, wow, he's got to be this tall and I have to have this and dark hair. You know, it's not that at all.
It's not that, right? It's really not about the tall and the, even though I like a little tall, even though I'm short, but it's not about that. Because when you find your person that you help them kind of get real with themselves. This is so, Amy, I love what you're doing. You guys, if people want to ask questions, they can ask questions. If they have questions about dating, like love in the time of the coronavirus.
Yeah.
How do you know chemistry? But I want to get back to one thing. And it's loveamy.co. You are a dating concierge. You can help people. You control the texting for them. This because you log into the apps at the same time. You probably help them figure out which apps are right for them as well.
I do. And it's sort of like training, right? Training for a marathon. It's like I get them the first couple weeks, you know, we're both logged in. They're watching me. The last three clients that found their person said to me, I never would have swiped on that person ever. So
that is really interesting. They're like, nope, this person would have been a no.
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes so much sense. Okay. So what have we talked about women, some of the mistakes that women make. What about men?
Yeah. I mean, this is no surprise.
But
love my male clients so much because they literally just do what I say and off they go.
Yeah.
And they're just like willing to take any kind of constructive criticism. So like, this is no surprise, but the number one is like the gym selfie, right? It's like the douchey gym selfie. And then I sit them down and I'm like, Bob. And they're like, really? Oh, okay. And poor little lambs, like they literally just don't know what they're doing. And I think, you know, it's the same
problem. They have their glasses on. I can tell you, they're in groups of men. They all look alike. Oh. They have their sunglasses on in every photo. Like, I can't see your eyes. They have their AirPods. Like, or their,
and they have, a stunt baby and a stunt dog.
Yeah.
And you're just like, okay. I mean, that's kind of cute. I get it. But, like, you know.
They don't know. How would they know? They need you.
They don't know. Yeah. And they're just, willing to take direction. And it's, like, amazing, the transformation. So.
Wow. Okay. So does anyone, okay. So if you guys have questions, we're talking about dating right now, because I feel like people are dating. Like, I think, do you think after this, people are going to start dating like more like long form? Like, we're going to be kind of more cautious about, you know, we're going to have to do more of the courting like we used to back in the day.
Yeah,
perhaps.
I love that.
There won't be as much casual sex. It's going to be a little bit more getting to know each other before we get physical.
Yeah, totally. I mean, I think, you know, I think there will be some habits formed where, like, we're moving a little more slowly, or we're taking the time to, like, talk a little more and ask the questions. I mean, talk about old-fashioned, like, walk and talk. It's like, let's go on some walks. Let's, like, have dates.
I love that.
Yeah.
We can social distance together. Like, you're saying people are doing that in New York. Like, that makes so much sense. And then you I mean, I just think you're moving your body, which is so great to, like, kind of, it's so therapeutic, too, I think, to have, like, a meeting when you're walking. I know therapists now who do therapy walking with their clients. It just would make sense that if you're active, you're not sitting across an awkward table.
Yeah. And I have clients who are doing, like, they're biking, they're running, you know, keeping and so now you're, you're active, you're doing an activity, doing novel things together. Moving forward, like cooking classes, things that, you know, adventurous little, like, activities, but.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see what people are asking here. I know we've got a lot of questions coming in. Yeah. Okay. Okay. So we've got S. John Stoneheart, how to keep your current relationship alive while social distancing.
I know. That's a great question.
Great question.
So it can, you know, it's the ultimate relationship test, being in quarantine, first of all, together is like, you know, I'm in it right now with my boyfriend of 2 years, and it's sort of essential that you still maintain your own stuff. So don't be afraid to go in the other room for 2, 3, 4 hours, like, and just do your thing. You know, social distancing people are lonely. I think, again, it's sort of back to the basics. It's like, you know, doing things together, playing board games, playing cards, like, you know, just basic stuff.
Cooking, even, like, doing stuff that you've never done. Like, I like even putting a puzzle together, playing games together. Now, what if you are quarantined apart? So I always say it's a good time to have, like, the intimate conversations about sex that I always tell people to have anyway. Like, hey, now we're not having, it's kind of like you get foreplay for, I don't know, 2 months, I guess, if we're not going to be able to see someone, or it's long distance, but having those questions about, like, what are the most memorable times we've had sex, or what are some things you're looking forward to, and, you know, in the future, or flirting, having a real date, setting up a real date, having dinner, having a glass of wine.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm counseling clients who are apart to sort of, like, play, like, the memory game, and that is...
memory game.
A couple of times a week, or even every morning if you can, it's sort of like, here's a memory of us. You know, I miss you, and here's a memory. Do you remember this time? And, you know, kind of sharing memories back and forth.
That is a great one. It takes you back. You have, like, a visceral reaction. Your whole body's like, oh, you can smell it. You can taste it. You can feel it. I think that's a really good one.
Yeah.
Send photos like, this is what I remember. Okay, we got a question from Belina Applebaum. What are the do's and don'ts for a woman's online dating photo? So we talked about this a little bit earlier, but, like, I think that women are trying to be a little too sexy, a little too filtered, a little, right?
Yeah. So here's the deal. So you need 6 photos.
6 photos.
You need 2 that are sort of like headshots. And I think people make mistakes. Like, they wear sunglasses. Like, we need to see the sparkle in your eye, the sparkle that your best friend knows so well, right?
Okay.
And most of the time, and I take them myself for clients because I'm so picky, but it's like it's that golden hour outside where you're sort of like the sun's in your eyes and you're just like, I make my clients, like, twirl around and laugh, and, like, that's the picture where you're sort of, like, looking off into the distance laughing. Like, we want to, it can't be this, like, professional photo, right?
Right.
It needs to be on, use your iPhone on portrait mode and have your best friend take it and just start laughing and get goofy. So 2 headshots, 2 full body, because we have to.
Okay.
And they can be just like t-shirt, jeans, you know, 2 different outfits. But, like, you know, again, just like you can be running on the beach laughing. It could be from a wedding maybe, but, you know, like, there can be like a bathing suit picture, but nothing like too posy, weird.
Yep.
Like, you could be on a boat, like, woo. And then two action shots. And action shots are like you skiing or you holding a dog or a stunt dog or whatever.
Stunt dog, neighbor's
playing,
dog.
Like playing with your lab like that. Like, so two headshots, two full, and two action.
So good. Okay.
Yeah.
We have another question from N. Beefield. Wants to know, what's the worst date Amy's ever been on and what did she learn from it?
Oh my gosh. This is so terrible.
You were so many. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So there was this guy and he was definitely, this was early on. I made the mistake of going out for dinner. So this was my mistake.
Don't do dinner.
Yes. Okay. And he really was misrepresenting himself in his pictures. They're probably 10 years old. He really was, I mean, we sat down, we were at ABC Kitchen and we sat down and it was, I timed it. It was 45 minutes before he actually asked me anything. And the only question he asked me was like, were you a cheerleader in high school?
Which you were.
I was a pom-pom girl.
Pom-pom girl, different. Okay, we went to high school together.
It was different.
Okay, it was different. Our school was different.
More athletic moves for pom-pom girls.
It's true, it's true, it's true. They're way cooler.
But it was like, I love you. So obscene. And I just remember.
That's a weird first question.
And I was down in line like a fish. And I remember like, I went to the bathroom and like the waiter came up to me. He's like, are you okay? I'm like, no, do you not see that I'm in distress? Do you not see it? Can you not ask for the bill? Like it was just, so anyway, that contributed to my 30 minute first date role.
Well, I mean, I love that you went on all the bad dates, so we don't have to. Men and women can learn from what you did. You were the guinea pig. It's funny, like in doing your research and all the stuff you've been doing, it kind of sounds like how I went after sex. I woke up, I was like, sex is not satisfying as it could be. Everyone's always talking about how amazing sex is, and then I thought, I'm not going to have bad sex anymore. So I kept trying to, you know, I had a lot of bad sex before I figured out how to have great sex, honed in on it.
Exactly.
So like, you were like, yeah, you're like, I'm not going to fuck her. I want to find my person.
Yeah.
For a day. You did it. Like 4 or 5 dates. How long did it take you? A year to find your guy?
No, it was a handful of months. It was intense though, because I was dating a lot. But it was.
Was it like The Bachelor? Like, did you have to like, at one point, was there like a few to decide, or when you met him, you just knew because you had been primed, had been dating so much.
It was interesting. Like it again, the chemistry worked a little bit in reverse, and it was a heavily like chemistry texting situation.
Okay.
I went on a trip right after that first date. He went on a trip, and then we were just texting all the time. And I was like, okay, let's go on a real date. And then after that, like we had this great dinner, and then we went to play ping pong. And then in the middle of the ping pong game, we were just laughing. I was like, you know, I wasn't like, oh my God, but and all of a sudden he like dropped the paddle. He walked around and kissed me. And I was like, knees went weak in a way that I just did not expect. It wasn't like I was sitting across like the dinner table all night and I never looked back. I mean, that was it. It was crazy. And it's
that was the first date.
The chemistry is only getting stronger almost 2 years later.
Oh my God, Amy, this is amazing. I love this. Chemistry is such an interesting thing, isn't it? Like, first of all, that story just, I think we're all going, oh my God, we want that. We want what you have. But Amy, don't you think chemistry is like, do you think it builds? Like, you know, they would say, oh, Matt, this is like a trope that men know in the 30 seconds or less whether they want to sleep with one. But for women, it kind of grows. Do you think that we pretty much know whether or not we want to sleep with someone? So we talk ourselves into it? Or what have you found the patterns are with chemistry?
It was fascinating to me because I always thought like, oh, I know. I mean, I know in 30 seconds. And it's training. It's retraining yourself. It's not that way. It's not that way. And did you watch that crazy show, Love is Blind?
Yeah, I watched. I haven't finished it yet, but I need to. Yeah. So, I mean, so what do you think about that? Yeah.
It's a crazy show, but I think it proves the point where you can feel chemistry in other ways than just staring at somebody. You can feel it. And so we have to give ourselves the chance to feel it. And it takes a few dates. It doesn't take, you're not just going to know. And I think, you know, leading with our core values, leading with, you know, being self-effacing, leading with our nerdiness, our goofiness, that's the thing that, you know, makes the difference. And I see it with my clients all the time. It's like totally works in reverse. It's so interesting.
That is interesting. And I love what you're saying about like you give your clients a 10-page form. So they have to actually like think about what are my values, right? Like what is important to me?
Yeah. Their best friend fills out some of it. They fill out some of it.
Really? Amazing.
Yeah, it's really, really interesting. And, you know, and then it's sprinkled in with all the quirky questions that I need to fill out their profile. So it's like, you know, two truths and a lie and like, does, you know, deserted island. But there are a lot of things in there that, like, it takes people a little bit to fill out because they're like, oh, okay, I haven't thought about this.
Wow, Amy, this is so cool. Okay, so let's see what else, if we've got more questions, and then we'll maybe, everyone has to just check you out, Amy. I'm so proud of what you're doing.
Thank you, Emily.
Okay, so I think we're good, Amy. This is amazing. Okay. We're going to put this in the podcast. You are awesome. Tell everyone where they can find you again. It's, yeah. Yeah, we've got you on love.amy.nyc.
Yeah, please. Love.amy.com. I have such a little crazy small Instagram following. So
you guys follow her because she's got great tips. She's really smart. I've known Amy since high school, and everything she does is brilliant, and you kick ass.
Thank you. So are you.
I'm so happy for you. I'm so happy for your success and that you're loved, and I can't wait to meet him.
Thank you.
And thank you, everybody. I love you. Thanks, Amy.
Thank you.
Stay safe, honey. Bye.
Okay.
Thank you, everybody, for staying with us, for supporting our sponsors at this time. You know, they're here. They're able to keep staying in business because of you, and so am I. So I love you all. Stay safe, and thanks to my awesome team, Ken, Kristen, Alisa, Brian, Robin, producer Jamie, and Michael. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.